I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. For most of its history, the Second Amendment was the source of little controversy. Only in the 20th and 21st centuries has its intent and meaning been vigorously contested. The greatest source of controversy comes from its phrasing. The amendment begins with a prefatory clause that reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state," and that clause is followed by a comma and then an operative clause that reads, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." So is the Second Amendment only operative as it pertains to an organized military, or does it apply to private individuals? It took until 2008 in a case titled District of Columbia v. Heller for the courts to settle that argument. A ruling of the D.C. Court of Appeals that was upheld in a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court stated that individuals have the right to keep and bear arms for, as the court said, resistance to either private lawlessness or the depredations of a tyrannical government. The necessity of protecting life and property set the predicate for the writing of the Second Amendment. That same necessity should set the predicate for being properly insured against natural and man-made perils. Before you renew a personal or commercial insurance policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark Insurance professional for an expert, no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.